4. Welcome to Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
And I am Sam Mazzani.
Hello, everyone.
And this is episode something or another. I don't know.
91.
91. Big.
Yeah, 91. We're almost there.
We're getting there.
Almost there. Super centenarians.
Yeah. Well, in this episode, we are going to take a deep dive into what's known as the Great Reset. I think everyone will find it pretty interesting. So,
all right. I'm excited.
This is our quote unquote free episode. You can join us for $3 a month. You get 4 bonus episodes each week in our special Patreon episode. So become a patron, shoot us a little money. We'll shoot you back some.
It's actually a really good deal.
That's a really good deal. I think it's a great deal.
Justin's working overtime, and we're like, this is fun.
Yeah. I think you guys should give us more money.
That's right. Give us more money. Yeah. And you can also follow us on all the social medias.
Shane. I did in fact just buy it through the education store and did not say anything. Sorry, I bought a new laptop and I was telling, here's a conspiracy for you guys. If you buy something from Apple, just say you're going to college.
Oh yeah.
You don't know. They're not gonna check.
Everybody's going to college right now, right? Everybody,
I'm going to the College of Life, baby, and that College of Life gives me $100 off that laptop.
Yeah. God, I gotta get that discount.
Thank you guys for all the great reviews that have been coming in.
We got a couple new ones.
Yeah. I love when one of my favorite things, and we got one last week, a Facebook message, is when a couple tells us that me and my husband or me and my wife, we love watching you guys. We love listening to you guys together. It's what we do. And I'm like, that's really sweet.
Makes no sense to me, but that's cool.
But it's
my wife can't stand this podcast.
I cannot imagine.
People are married to their best friend. That's awesome.
I will say. I'm very happy about all the female fans that we have. Not my friends. Relax.
Relax, guys. There's a Patreon level for that, okay?
I will say I do not understand our appeal to women at all, but I will not question it.
I will not.
That is so.
Just go with the flow.
And also couples listening to this feels weirdly erotic to be involved in someone's couple.
Yeah, it's a fivesome.
It's a fivesome,
and they're thinking of you.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
Well, look, let's not take something that's wholesome and turn it into something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's keep gross, Sam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez.
Speaking of, I don't know. Speaking of fivesome, I've been researching balding pills.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Balding, they only work for the back of your head, not for the front.
The finasteride works for your whole head. Thank you.
Okay.
How does it just fix your head hair? Does like all these meds not make
I'll find it. I'll let you know. But the thing is, I will tell you that it does make your dick not work. And then the website that sells you the anti-balding pills that might make your dick break also sells dick pills. I'm like, these guys.
Oh, for him? Is that those guys?
They've created a self-sustaining market in which
this is
like, oh, did your dick stop working from your bald
pills?
What's
your choice there? If you had to choose between a good head of hair and a fall.
I mean,
dick.
My dick still works if that tells you anything. So, and I'm bald. Yeah.
Well, here's the
But I'm saying, would you give a full head of hair for a broken?
Well, that's the big conundrum because you have to be on the pills forever.
Oh yeah, that's right. No, they'll just pop out one day.
I don't do anything. I don't do anything forever. That's why I don't get tattoos or bumper stickers, man. I'm just,
so you're basically signing your soul over to the devil. He's like, if you'd like hair on your head, you must give up your penis. And it's like you never really get to decide which ones. So I'm really hoping.
Maybe
I'm
understanding what you mean why you're surprised women like this.
I'm not saying that I did. I'm not going to confirm whether or not I bought anti-balding pills, but I will let you guys know if they make my dick stop working. Yeah.
Listen.
I've just been at home so long. I've just been criticizing my body. I just
get rid of all your mirrors.
It's easy to hate. Yeah, it's easy to hate yourself. Right
I'm
now.
Like you, balding, crooked teeth. Bitch.
Cut to 80 years from now when you're one of those people that's injected your face so much you look like a lion. You're just like
I will get plastic surgery. How much do hair plugs cost? I want to get blonde hair plugs.
What is it per square inch?
Yeah, what do you get that stuff that Rudy Giuliani had that black tar.
That dude, like, that dude black,
God, was, that shit was crazy.
That's an X Files episode, man.
It's only $4,000 to $15,000
For hair plugs, but you have to cut a giant strip out of the back of your scalp
for $15,000 bucks. For I mean, if you get in on the ground level, you get it. If I got them now, dude, that's fucking like that's like 40 years of hair.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good deal.
Fact that women are attracted to bald men, man. That's a fact. Beards,
$14,000
Get a beard and a bald head, dude.
$50 a year for the privilege of having hair. Yeah. I don't know. I have a huge fucking head. I know.
They might be like, this is, you know, like when they go to Fantastic Sam's and the price of a haircut was more if you had long hair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The hair plugs might be more with your head. They might be like, that's standard.
Yeah, the surface
that's
area.
A standard head size. Sir.
I'm like, I'm one size under a size 8 hat.
Oh, a 7?
This is why these hats
it's like a 7. I'm like a 7 5/8 or something.
Oh, okay.
It's wild, dude. They're like, we got to go to the back. No one ever buys these hats.
These
hats have elastic in them to stay on.
We only sell helmets for special needs people in this size.
I'm always confused why some things are sized so odd. Like shoe sizes are like, why do we have?
I don't know.
10 and a half. Why don't you just have?
And why can't they make shoes like socks where it's a range?
It's probably because it's probably like a ratio where some big headed guy made the hats. And he's like, actually, my head size is a perfect 10.
And then somebody with
a normal size head was like, you're like a 5.
Yeah.
It's like the foot trick system or metric system.
Yeah. And then so it's now skewed off of this ratio based, like basically my ancestor decided like, well, my head's going to be, it's not the biggest head, but it's close.
Right.
So we'll make it an 8. We'll make it a 7 5/8. And then the rest is
just weird. You
know, right. Or it's like how I'm a perfect man. So every person I see man wise, I judge based on my perfect scale.
Yeah, like my height. I go, I'm one man's height.
Yeah, I'm a man. And then the
foot used to be based upon the king's foot, so it changed.
It's got to be a real nightmare.
Yeah,
yeah, because they had those pointy shoes back then. You're like, what do they wear?
It's got to be nice for real estate stuff, though. Like, honey, the new king's a midget, and our house is now 7,000 square feet.
But our
call the appraiser.
Our taxes went up.
We're going to talk today about something that I think probably most of our listeners may have heard of, but a lot of confusion about it. And I think that we'll get to the bottom of it. And it's pretty fascinating. This thing we're talking about is the Great Reset. And it's been in the news a lot. Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, you know that guy?
Oh, yeah. The handsome man.
He looks so good with that beard.
But how do you think he's handsome now or handsome in blackface?
Oh yeah, he did get busted for that.
Yeah, he was doing brownface. Is that the same? I guess it's the same and different.
It just goes to show if you're good enough looking, women won't cancel you. Like he should have been canceled on that, and he wasn't.
That is true.
I think there's like a threshold of how important you are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Louis C.K. was pretty important. If Louis C.K. was good looking, he would have.
He's not like, vital.
That's why Trump hasn't been canceled. Trump's an Adonis. No wonder he hasn't been canceled.
We promise not to talk about him.
All right.
There's a faction of the listener group that says Sam's clearly getting worked up too much about this, and I agree. Because like Louis wasn't vital to the app. It's funny because it's like.
Okay, so you're
it
saying
reveals how much of a hassle it is to cancel somebody who they're like, you want us to do a special election because you had brown face 20 years ago? Can we just let it slide? Yeah. Like, it's like, because
I just think if Al Franken would have been better looking, he might have.
I think he was just a bitch about it, dude. He rolled over, dude. He should have been like, dude, I was a comedian. I was honking some boobs. We're having a good time.
Fake
I'm not doing it now.
Some boobs,
I didn't even honk a boob. I fake honked a boob.
Yeah. Well, the Great Reset has also appeared on the cover of Time magazine.
Oh.
And
Person of the Year?
It was just an in-depth look at what the Great Reset is.
Okay.
And Tucker Carlson did a recent segment on it.
Do you think Al Franken like Costanza'd?
Oh,
he like used it as a reason to retire?
Maybe
he might have been.
That's what I would. He's just like, look, I mean, I wanted to be a senator for another 20 years, but the people want me to not work anymore and just live off of my mass amount of wealth and just, you know, relax and hang out. And
yeah,
I would hate to go against the will of the people. That's what I think he did, which I commend that move. You can take a negative getting canceled into a lifetime retirement, which is a positive.
Mm-hmm. Is he really wealthy?
Yeah.
I mean, sure. Most
what's his net worth
are,
as we go?
He's
got to
be. Yeah. Franken net worth.
I'm guessing less than 8 million.
706,000. No, 7 million. $7 million.
7 million. Yeah. That was a good guess.
Nice. Nice. Dead on. That's not bad, dude. That's enough to get out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's not, you know, like own an island
and also
abduct kid wealth, but it's. No.
I think when you're in the government, you ever need any money, you just call a couple friends like, all right.
Speaking engagement.
Which company are we at? Which industry are we about to put the squeeze on so I can short them? Or
Yeah. That's true.
Are we going to give a tax credit to Tesla? Should I buy a couple Tesla? And they're like, psh, I mean, you didn't hear it from me, Franken, but maybe.
Yeah, that was what was crazy.
Tesla in the portfolio, you know what I'm saying?
In North Carolina, we had a senator who, a Democratic senatorial candidate, who pretty much lost the election because they uncovered some like text between him and another woman.
Well, it was two different women. My man was wild, dude.
Yeah. One of the women was like, he's in the military. And one of the women was the wife of another military guy. They ran these ads that were like, that's the code of conduct. We do not do that to a fellow serviceman's. I'm like, that's got to be bullshit.
Yeah, that's not in the conduct code.
Like, I've been to Fayetteville. It seems like everybody's
also
fucking everybody.
So it's like, if she wasn't married to a serviceman, it's like, yeah, carry on.
They just tried to make, you know, it's just they found out. Oh, but the point I'm trying to make is his opponent was one of
like,
the guys.
They're
who,
not
like,
fucking having sex with teenagers in Afghanistan against their will. Like, come on, man. They're like, oh, I'll fucking blow your brains out unless you have sex with me. And they're like, don't you cheat on me back at home because I haven't been there and I'm going to come home and be a psychopath because all of the goddamn oil field fumes I've been inhaling for the past 3 years. It's like, they fucking let her get some pussy. Some yeah,
whatever she wants, honestly.
Boy pussy is what
I'm saying. The guy that who defeated him, the Republican, he was one of the people that like dumped his stock with the coronavirus before anybody else had a chance to know it was so bad. You know, he was like, he made a ton of money, man.
Oh, Tom Tillis.
Tom T.H.
Tom Tillis.
Tom Tillis.
Hello, my name is Tom Tillis. I'm your senatorial candidate for the. It's like
you're right. That's how government people
it's a bad
get
SNL character.
It is.
They get they make money off this. All right, but that.
Hi, my name is Sam Zani, and I'm auditioning for SNL. This is my first character, Tom Tillis. Hi, I'm Tom Tillis, and I'm here to be the senatorial candidate for your senatorial race. And they're like, we're going to pass on this. We're going to go with the guy who we'll find out said racist stuff about Chinese people but wasn't actually that racist.
Yeah.
But look, what is the Great Reset? Well,
yeah, what is it?
On its face, it is a movement by a group called the World Economic Forum.
Okay.
To reshape the systems that govern most of the world, economic systems, social systems, health systems.
Okay.
The leader is Klaus Schwab, which if that sounds
Charles
like
Schwab?
Klaus Schwab.
Klaus Schwab. If that sounds like a little bit like a Bond villain, that's because he looks just like a Bond villain.
I gotta see this dude.
Hello, my name is Klaus Schwab, and yes, I am here to tell you about my new plan.
Oh, he looks like an old me.
Yeah, and in June of this year, June 2020, this part of what I'm going to describe is not conspiracy at all. This is printed fact. He printed an article on June 2020.
It's mainly because there's that Wall Street Journal picture of him is very ominous. Why would they?
Yeah,
why would he take that picture?
That's
because I mean, otherwise, and just he just looks like an old guy.
Yeah, but
there's just this one picture of him where he's like in darkness, just looking like he.
It's like how they made O.J. Simpson's face darker on Time Magazine. There's a huge thing about that.
It made looks like look he's pretending. Ominous. It looks like he's pretending to not know about. The assassination that he ordered that you're telling him about. Like, they killed my dad. And he's like, very sad. I knew nothing about this.
Looks like a turtle.
I like this guy. I want to be this rich, dude. This is what I want. I want to just fuck
this guy
the
is
world.
Silly rich.
Oh, dude, I love it.
Al Franken rich?
Way richer. So, okay. So Klaus Schwab on this article, which is titled "Now Is the Time for a Great Reset," is what kind of kicked all this off. And the article has an ominous picture of a green button with the phrase "Push to Reset the World." And in this article, Schwab sort of enunciates the central idea of this great reset.
Oh, I'm about to take a reshit with the name of this podcast.
So, and he says the goal of this is to achieve a better outcome. The world must act jointly and swiftly to revamp all aspects of our society and economies, from education to social contracts and working conditions. Every country, from the U.S. to China, must participate, and every industry, from oil and gas to tech, must be transformed. In short, we need a great reset of capitalism. And he talks about rebuilding and setting an entirely new foundations for our economic and social systems. And that, in a nutshell, is what the Great Reset is. And
I'm down. I like this already. I think it's a great idea.
Listen, it starts out sounding really good. Now,
I mean, America's all fucked up. We got to plug it and we got to unplug it and then plug it back in.
You have to count to 10. Don't forget
count to 10.
And they said that the coronavirus has offered us a unique opportunity. It's what Justin Trudeau said. And they say that what the pandemic has shown is that much of our institutions are flawed and are not prepared for the modern world. And so now there's three components to the Great Reset, right? This, we said three main components. The first, this is quote, the first would steer the market towards fairer outcomes.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Let's look at some of the buzzwords in there. First of all, steer
markets.
Steer means you're talking about two E's, not E-A-R. Steer
so like a cow.
Yeah.
I think a cow would be A.
Oh, I'm a fucking idiot. God damn it. Edit this out. This is live. They saw me. Oh, my God. I'm an idiot.
Well, what that means is that they're talking about a top-down approach to this, that they want to use government force, power, political force, coercion, to steer the markets towards the outcomes that they think are fair. And we'll talk more about this in a minute, but what shrewd critics of this say is that one of the main goals of the Great Reset is to achieve what they call equal outcomes versus equal opportunities. And they always talk about that in somewhat veiled terms, but it's pretty obvious that what they consider...
What in the hell does that mean?
It means everybody gets a boat, but it could be a little toy boat.
Right.
It could
be a
yacht.
Everybody, they want outcomes to be fair and equal, meaning that, I mean, in some sense, income distribution, better income distribution.
Ooh, so even if I have a stupid bad job, the outcome is I get a same amount of money?
Same amount of money. And so
I like this.
I like this,
here
too.
Here you go.
So it's like communism.
Well, people say that what this doesn't work. It is communism. I mean,
we haven't even tried. It doesn't work. Come on. Let's give it a shot. This
Americans would do it better.
This doesn't work. I can't. I got to get my gallbladder scooped out. It's going to cost me $10 million.
Patreon level.
Yeah, Patreon. Buy Sam a gallbladder. $10,000 a month.
Well, you would do this steering of the market using regulation, coordinated regulation across the globe, coordinated taxes to create what they call, and this is another buzzword, a stakeholder economy, meaning that the stakeholders would be the people that controlled the economy rather than the rich Uber elite.
Okay.
All right.
The bad sides of these so far.
Yeah,
so,
I haven't heard one yet.
Second component of a great reset agenda.
Pay people more, and then people are
would ensure
invested
that in investments advance shared goals such as equality and sustainability. Mm-hmm. Again, there's that word equality. They think about equality as equal outcomes.
It's not equity.
And sustainability is a big buzzword, because sustainability essentially means the shifting of resources from one to another. And again, it's done through government force. And one of the quotes that I liked from him is this: rather than using these funds, as well as investments from private entities and pension funds, to fill cracks in the old system. We should use them to create a new one that is more resilient, equitable, and sustainable in the long run.
Okay. So
that's third. And the third and final priority of the Great Reset agenda is to harness the innovations of the fourth industrial revolution to support the public good, especially by addressing health and social challenges.
Last one's pretty good. I want to work in whatever the equivalent is of like a coal factory.
Oh, that would be a 0-point energy factory.
Yeah.
Or like a basically, yeah, I guess like all those people that would die in factories during the last industrial revolution are now Amazon workers in this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're half robots.
So
they can't pee. They're not allowed to pee.
Yeah.
We'll put this onto our
my man's got
he's got slides.
So,
a couple porn tabs open there, friendo. Mm-hmm.
Oh, do I? Shit.
I'm just kidding. Having a good time. We're goofing, dude.
We're goofing.
This is a chart that appears in Schwab's article, and we'll post a link to this on our subreddit.
Incomprehensible.
Yeah. So this here is the Great Reset in the center. If you're just listening, mm-hmm. not watching. And then around it are the main ways to achieve the Great Reset: harnessing the fourth industrial revolution, strengthening regional development, revitalizing global cooperation, developing sustainable business models, restoring the health of the environment, blah, 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 blah. Okay. And then on the outer circle, here are all these things, and you can see that they're all kind of interconnected and all these things.
Wait, he wants to add systemic racism?
That's weird.
Well, look, shouldn't he put like ending systemic? It just says systemic racism as a part of it.
Yeah. Well, this is where it gets weird. And that can't be right.
Let me give you
some examples. If you look at strengthening regional development. Look at some of the things that are on this list of how we strengthen regional development. Biodiversity.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody wants a cheetah.
Vaccination.
Everyone gets a cheetah.
Okay.
Drones.
Okay.
5G.
Which I pointed out before, I have been sleeping with under my pillow for a few hours a night because my cat tries to knock it off the desk, and I have to put it under my pillow so that it doesn't fall on the floor and break my new phone. Mm. And I have not died of coronavirus or cancer yet.
There you go.
But your gallbladder.
But look at
my
this.
Gallbladder is going to explode. That's where I keep it, right on my stomach.
Look at the fourth industrial revolution.
Oh, my God.
Artificial intelligence.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Blockchains. Internet governance.
Don't even know what that means, but it sounds good.
Well, it means governing, losing our borders and having a centralized world government through the internet.
Okay.
Digital identities.
You can't define quantum computing, the words that are in it. You just define internet governance as governing the internet.
No.
Isn't that what that means?
Governing.
Yeah, but that's not how you define it. It's cheating.
Okay. All right.
It's like redesigning the social contract. That's like taking a social contract and like giving it a new design.
Like the ocean. It's like ocean. We get it.
Well, you can see all this stuff. So this is, and some of this stuff is stuff that we've talked about, like
forests,
like 5G's
is just on there. He got lazy with some of these.
I know. COVID-19's on there.
Well, in some ways, this is kind of
batteries.
Like a word salad here. But
yeah,
we're going to come back to talk about some of these in a minute. But
it's kind of a good way to make a plan like that, because you're going to get somebody on something. You're like, well, I mean, you don't like the Great Reset, but do you like batteries? You're like, yeah, well, that's part of the Great Reset. You're like, God, he's got everything on there. Right?
I got to be part of this.
So this
you ever
is,
gone to the ocean? You have? Part of the Great Reset. Damn it. This guy's good.
So good.
So then the World Economic Forum produced a video where they predicted 8 things that would happen by 2030.
Okay.
And by the way, when you hear these, they don't sound so bad, but the tagline to all of this, the beginning of all this, and again, I'll post this on a subreddit, is they had this guy smiling, and the intro was like, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy.
Oh, I like that.
And the first thing that the first prediction they had is that there would be no property ownership by 2030. You would rent everything that you possessed.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
I love it, dude.
They predicted that U.S. will not be a superpower. They predicted that we would be digitally printing organs to sustain life.
There you go, Sam, that's for you.
And eat a lot less meat. Billions will die from climate change. Polluters will have to pay to pollute our environment. That we will be able to travel to Mars. They'll know how to keep people healthy in space. And we will be colonizing Mars. And Western values will be tested and dismissed.
They're canceling Christmas.
People my age never expected to ever own anything.
That's true. That's what most people feel about it.
Based upon fucked up the economy is, oh my God, dude, I'm never going to own a house. They're never going to let me own a goddamn thing. I'm renting everything for the rest of my life. They don't pay us. They don't pay us jack shit. Bernie Sanders, 2024. Come on, we'll put him in a jar.
Yeah. Well,
keep his brain in a jar. Come on, man.
But here's the thing. I mean, the thing that I think scares people, and again, what we're talking about now, I mean, all this to me sounds like the James Bond movie Spectre. I mean,
dude.
I mean, which is about Spectre. A shadow or Spectre.
Spectre.
I never seen it, dude.
Well, it's, you know, the idea that like there's some shadow organization out there that has a design of what the world should look like. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think on its face. And again, this is not
the phone. It's like with Tesla. They're like trying to be like, you own a Tesla subscription, which would be sick.
Yeah.
I don't like Elon Musk, but that'd be pretty tight to be like, hold on, I got Tesla coming to pick my ass up. And like, oh, someone took a dump in this one. Yeah, oh, damn. And the trick was, it was me. I take a dump in them every time I leave.
And you're still in the car. You're in the back. Mm-hmm.
I guess, I mean,
they sent back the one I was shitting earlier.
Does it not scare you guys, or at least raise alarms, that an unelected bureaucracy is trying to organize the world to achieve what they believe to be the correct outcome?
I would argue that you don't own anything now anyway. If the government wanted to take away your stuff, they would.
Anytime.
So if they could make it cheaper for me to have the stuff and still be able to take it away when they could take it away now, I say good deal, baby. You know, I mean, because like if they wanted to take away my home, they would do it. So
I mean, to some degree, I think there's some truth to that. I think that owning property is central to what we consider to be capitalism in the American way. Like,
I don't want property.
It's got to be like Borderlands. Yeah, I want to find great.
Gives you rights. I mean, property is.
No, it doesn't. I'm allowed to vote. I'm not a gentried landowner. What are you talking about?
I mean,
is that why they're trying to throw away my vote?
Yeah,
I don't own a house.
Yeah. Well, but you own some stuff. I mean, that's what capitalism is all about.
My credit card company technically owns most of it.
Well, I have a problem with an unelected bureaucracy trying to organize the world to meet their vision of what a perfect world is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, how sick
just because I might agree with some of what they want to do. And I also have a problem with the idea that what equality is equal outcomes versus equal opportunity. Now, I do not believe for a minute that we have equal opportunity in this country, but I do not think creating a world where outcomes are equal is the right answer. I think the right answer is making opportunities truly equal, right?
Man, that's gonna be tough.
I mean,
if there's a way just to like reset it all at once.
Well, but
the way we want.
I want.
Basically, I like a great reset, but yeah. I want to be the person resetting it.
Yeah.
I want to be paid more for less. If that's part of this plan,
become a manager. Become a C-level executive.
I just want to be able to go to the doctor, dude. That's the hall, man. Can we? Which system of the future lets me go to the doctor when I need to? I'm dying.
This one might. I bet this one would.
Yeah, I think part of this is about revolution.
I want to go on my phone and order. I want to rent a doctor. He comes over. He's like, "What do you need me to do?" And I said, "Suck my dick. I rented you for an hour." And he's like, "This isn't what it is." I was like, "Welcome to the Great Reset."
That's right.
He's like, "Oh, I hate this Black Mirror episode." I was like, "What?" I don't know.
And as medical as possible, please.
Does it not sound a little like communism to you when you talk about you will be happy and own nothing? I mean,
it's definitely communism. It'd be like,
But
what if you don't own something and it breaks? You go, "Excuse me,
yeah.
can you fix this?"
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Like, Perfect example. I got into a fight with somebody about this recently about how I dump all the grease down the drain.
Oh no, in New York City you do? Oh, that's the worst.
And
do you do that?
Yeah, and they're like, you shouldn't do that. It's bad for the pipes. And I go, bitch, this is a rental. I'm fucking riding this so the wheels fall off. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, shit.
I think it's bad for the environment, too.
Yeah, right? It's also that.
Why? Why is it bad for the environment?
doesn't the Hudson start there? No, it's... I don't know. That's what they always say. Like the
What's
the...
bad about grease?
It's greasy. It's bad for fish.
It's not bad for fish. You think that's the worst thing for fish? I'm flushing bacon grease down there, and they're like, "That's what the fish are getting sick off." They're like, "Oh, all these PCBs and chemicals, but the bacon grease from Sam's apartment."
Fish make their own oil. I've had it.
You do.
Yeah.
It's mostly bacon grease.
It'd be awesome
if there's somewhere in the country like a fucking race of bacon flavored fish came to be. That would be a tribute to me.
You know what I'm saying? Like when it comes to rentals, I go,
I'd like a filet of manzani, please.
Security deposit. I'm not sure. I want to get my deposit back, but I mean, like, you know, like they're like stuff I would do. There's stuff I would do differently if I owned it as a home.
Well, you're honestly probably making jobs by doing that because eventually someone's going to need to be called to clean the pipes. You are.
If you ever want to have some good, clean fun, next time you rent a car, spring for that extra like $29 of all-inclusive insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about driving a total feeder, man. Yeah, you just
you drive like an asshole. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You get a rental car and you just fucking run up a curb. You hit somebody with it, then you put them in the trunk and you say, "This was in here when I got here." I don't know. But no, so like Heather will like throw away her tampons in the garbage can, and I'd be like, "No, you can flush all this," and I'll just dump the whole content.
You put it down the sink one at a time, like those old pencils where you have different tips.
Yeah, you shove them down the little hole and fucking finger them in. I was like, "It's a rental, it's fine."
You've just been sticking them in the razor blade hole in your medicine cabinet for months.
Yeah, and sure, the superintendent is at my apartment maybe twice a day, but that's not. But also, I pay for that service.
That's true.
What else would he be doing? You know, besides like other stuff around the apartment building.
Well, let's get back to this. I think
but we could be doing that with everything if that was a rental economy. Everything,
yeah, absolutely.
Tampons wherever you want. You could put a tampon wherever you want, dude.
No,
leave the tampon. Who cares?
Well, there are people out there, I think, that are right to have a critical view of this unelected bureaucracy pushing this global agenda. I do think that is a valid criticism, and that some people would say the fact that they're even promoting this, and they're really promoting it. I mean, there's there's videos with like Grover the Muppet pushing the Great Reset. Yeah, it's hilarious.
That's kind of upsetting.
They should use Elmo. He's the A-lister.
There is one with Elmo too. They're okay.
Like, you're not paying me enough for this. Yeah. You can get Grover for this price. You probably get Grover. He's not doing jack shit.
He's not doing shit.
It's like there were
four episodes last year.
I don't know.
When I was growing up, Grover was the star, man. Elmo.
He was the star.
Bitch. He didn't even show up really.
Yeah, Elmo's fucking. You know,
pussy. Remember when Mr. Hooper died? That was sad. Woo.
Yeah. I mean,
man.
I don't remember that. I was not alive.
I stopped watching Sesame Street, and then I came back, and then like Big Bird's trans. Is he trans?
Yeah, Big Bird's trans.
I mean,
they're trans.
When I was growing up, Snuffleupagus was imaginary.
Oscar's non-bind.
That's good. Good for them.
This is real.
Yeah.
That's why he's so grouchy, because everybody keeps misgendering him.
Misgendering. No.
It's not the trash can. It's the fact that you don't see me as who I am.
Yeah, fucker.
And they're like, I'm sorry, Oscar.
When you were a kid, Shane, was Snuffleupagus, people thought he was an imaginary friend.
Yeah, he was invisible for a big part of my childhood.
Yeah, and then he came back and everybody was like, damn.
Yeah.
Why? Well, the logic doesn't fit. So like obviously Big Bird and Elmo are real, but the guy is a figment of their imagination.
But it was like a classic scene where he'd be like, "Wait right here, I'm gonna go get people that don't believe in you, and he would bring them over, and then Snuffleupagus would wander off and be gone.
It was the saddest thing.
Yeah, and you're like,
Big Bird was such a loser.
Big Bird. Now we know.
Yeah, but now he's shilling for the Great Reset. Fuck you, Big Bird. That's right. Who's paying you? Who's you work for George Soros?
That's fucking right. Big bitch. Okay.
That's right.
Well,
yeah, what if they replace him with Big Bitch and it's just like a big this is a bad idea.
let's dive into where we depart from what is fact, and we start looking at the conspiracies around this thing.
All right, let's hear them.
So before we move on, the fact is the Great Reset is an idea of overhauling the entire economy to be more service oriented, less ownership, more equality,
sustainability, and to harness the innovations of the fourth industrial revolution to support.
Okay. That sounds vague. That's kind of intentional.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So that's the real sauce, baby. Now what's mm-hmm. going on?
So mm-hmm. here's Who a couple JFK? Things that people think. First of all, people that are opposed to this thing, they think that this pandemic is really a plandemic.
You heard that? Oh, I've heard that before.
A plandemic, meaning
somebody's
that,
been on Facebook.
Yeah. That this whole pandemic was actually part of a plan to institute the Great Reset. So the Great Reset
that's
says
what pandemic means.
They're like, hey, this is a great opportunity for us to do a Great Reset, and people are like, yeah, bullshit. You created this pandemic. Fabricated. They don't think that the virus is fabricated. They just think that it's overblown to give cover.
How smart did that guy feel the first time he fucking said pandemic?
I know, he's like, he's a comic genius.
He's just fucking bebopping and scatting. He's like, this is bullshit. This pandemic, it's like a plan. It's a plandemic. It's a plandemic. They plan, it's a plandemic, and they're like, yeah, we get it. It's but guys, I'm saying, I'm the first one. It's a plandemic. They plan the demic. You guys get it?
Is the domain available? Is the domain available?
You guys get it?
Yeah.
It's a plandemic. Yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure, because some people don't. I came up with that.
Yeah. Anyway, like, well, I'm gonna heard it right. You heard me.
Anyway, I'm yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna give all the people. I'm gonna give everybody's uncle and aunt on Facebook brain cancer by making a video about this.
Yeah. Well,
unless you believe it, then you know. Thanks for listening to the pod. You know. Appreciate
Well, the bigger conspiracy, and I mean these are all kind of related, is that this World Economic Forum is really a cabal of global leaders, the secret elite, that are using the pandemic to usher in sweeping changes that really is just fascism, which only benefits them. So in the name of equality, they're talking about a massive redistribution of wealth that essentially routes the money back towards them. And it's really about duping people into believing that this is about a more sustainable, equitable outcome, when in reality, it's about putting more money and power into this group. And by the way, the World Economic Forum, if you don't know, they're the people that bring you the Davos
conspiracy. Oh, yeah.
Remember we covered that in the Bilderberg?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These are these secret economic forums. They're not that secret, but you can't just go to them.
I'm here for the World Economic Forum. I heard about it. I was reading about it. They're like, who are you? I'm like, I'm Sam. I'm from Conspiracy Beer Me. I do the podcast. So what are we talking about, guys? They're like, it's right this way. And then you walk into a room and they fucking poke me out. And then I wake up in the middle of like the desert. And I'm like, what the fuck? Again? They keep. I need to wear a mustache disguise.
We did an episode on Bilderberg.
Yeah. We did. I don't know if it's available.
Yeah, it was pretty. It was. Yeah, I don't know.
We never put it out.
No, we put it out, but it got fucked up or something, and it's like not like it didn't. It was like one of like a handful of episodes that for a technical reason is not accessible.
Yeah. Well,
dang, really?
Bilderberg and these
it wasn't
guys
good had, either. But
yeah, it was. we were so hungover that day.
We did three back to back.
Oh yeah, that was
the third one, and that one was. No good.
Yeah.
We were in this, Airbnb that was a weed trap house. It was great.
Oh, yeah, that, place, that was, that was a
fun trip, man. Yeah, that was comedy.
Man, you remember that?
So that's who these people are. And then, you know, just, you can go down this whole direction of like, these are not good people. They're powerful people who want to stay in power and shift power from the old guard to themselves. And they're doing it through this idea of a great reset,
right?
In the guise of, you know, more opportunities for, they want gender equality. They want, to help represent LGBTQI folks. I mean, there's all these, they're saying all the buzzwords and appealing to everybody, but in reality, it's talking about a massive shift in power in this world.
Right.
But I mean, if they're going to do it better, why not? I'm still on board.
My understanding is that a lot of this has to do with the AI stuff, which is like, we're apparently in some sort of AI arms race with China.
Mm-hmm.
And China has a big leg up on us because of the amount of surveillance that they do.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's part of the, if you go look at that chart, the fourth industrial revolution, one of the main things is artificial intelligence, big data, machine learning,
right,
facial recognition, all this stuff. And ultimately what they're proposing is, what would essentially pave the way for robotic work to replace the human worker. It would constant surveillance and the use of big data and surveillance to control what we see, what we hear, what we think. And then we're going to get to this in a minute, a dramatic reduction in human population. That's
right. Well, because my understanding is like, it's a lot of interlocking things. Like, it's this idea that you would, because artificial intelligence requires so much data, to be the smarter, the more data you have, the smarter the artificial intelligence is. And the best way to get more artificial intelligence data into the artificial intelligence is through more surveillance.
Right.
But China's beating us. So they create this more surveillance state where all this data is being fed into this AI. Couple this with the idea of UBI, which I think is a good idea in practice, but a lot of people are dubious of this idea where UBI becomes the only income.
Wait, what is UBI?
Universal basic income.
So
only income.
I've been against that my entire life.
That's what, because
the AI eliminates the job. So the government's giving you money, but they give you enough money for exactly what they want you to be able to get.
Right, right.
So plus,
to pay your rent at the place you don't own. And
yeah, pay for your services. So you're never building equity or ownership of anything. Right. And as soon as that, and you're entirely dependent on this money. Yeah. Which, yes, if the system works right, then it's like fine, because it kind of eliminates the need for money. It's like, I get everything I need from the government, and I get like but that's if it works right, and there's no bad actors involved, which is not going to be the case.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which is what scares people.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And some of this has been brought up in a really good documentary. Except it's in French, so I didn't watch it.
Great reset.
Well, it's called Hold Up, and it uncovers the conspiracy well. I watched subtitled clips of it, but it essentially talks about the partnership between global governments and pharmaceutical companies to use the pandemic to assert control over its citizens, using, among other things, 5G and especially vaccines. And that's a huge part of the Great Reset, is that people that are worried about the Great Reset are like, do not under any circumstances.
What about the contact tracing? I feel like contact tracing is like one of the biggest pieces to this, because it's this idea that we're normalizing.
Yes,
we're normalizing the idea of a government official asking you where you've been and you willing to be giving that information over.
Yes.
And that having some effect over what kind of rights you'll enjoy over a period of time, whether or not you go, hey, I was here. And like, oh, you were here? Well, if you were here, that means you were near this person. And that person may have gotten you sick. So that means you can't go outside for the next 2 weeks. And like, that idea is being packaged to us under this like COVID safety thing. But once people get used to this idea of the government using where you've been to limit where you go,
right,
it's very easy for that I mean, in theory, it's very easy for them to transfer that thought process to a different thing. And it's like, it's like, hey, you went to this talk. That guy's a known he calls civil unrest. People, we found that people that go listen to this guy speak, they've been proven to be involved in domestic terrorism within 6 months. So we're going to, because you went and spoke to him, we're going to need you to check in with us every so-and-so. I mean, obviously,
they've been doing that for years. It just makes it easier. And I think that it'll probably go to a point where they're like, oh, you're friends with this person on Facebook who's just a random dude that just clicked add friend. And you're like, sure. They're like, well, he knows this guy who might be related to a domestic terrorist. So now all of your shit is shut down. We're going to you're in this bubble now.
And just to add a couple more points to this is, I don't know if you guys read the New York Times today, but they had terrifying
Halo for 7 hours.
terrifying article about these artificial intelligence can now create images of human being faces that are indistinguishable from the real thing. They went through and said, there's a couple things you can try to find, and you can go on and you can buy these faces. PeopleDon'tExist.com and companies use them in their brochures. People use them to make fake Facebook profiles. And it's scary what artificial intelligence can do. And so they can basically trace you back to a person who doesn't even really exist in order to justify taking away some of your freedom, because you just have a Facebook friend that you know.
Right. And eventually it'll get so evolved to where if it's like this, you guys may not actually exist. And I don't know that.
Another curveball by the simulation.
Yeah, I started a podcast with a simulation. It's been cool.
Yeah.
I think the big thing is so there's all this stuff being put in place because of coronavirus, which obviously very contentious depending on who you ask and what side of the political spectrum and how whatever. But I do think it's legitimate to wonder how much of this stuff gets rolled back, because historically that hasn't been the case.
Right.
Yeah.
With 9/11, they did all this stuff that was supposedly to, protect against terrorism. And then apparently that stuff has been taken care of to some extent, yet you can't bring more than 3 ounces on a plane.
Still,
so it's like
my damn shoes off to go on the plane.
Right. So I really sometimes I think about this and I wonder if it's just because we've been inside for so long, but it's hard to imagine going outside not wearing a mask now.
Yeah.
Like, man, I just have come to think this is just life now. I don't think
that
about
people just wear masks.
Yeah. Just the life. I pretty much stay at home. I don't go out much. I wear a mask when I do, and I stay away from people. And another thing too that people say that was part of this was, and it's just really interesting, is that the money that we got from the government, the stimulus checks, like they say that was a test of how the new world order would work, right? Is that the government would, we basically would cut out some of the old unsustainable economic uses of money, but the government would, we would just all get a check. Kind of like what you said, Sam, like each person would get
UBI.
UBI. And like that was sort of a test run of how it went. And it is kind of striking.
Pretty poorly.
That, like,
they gave us $1,200 for
9 months. Not enough.
Is that enough? Did the test work?
Oh, you want more?
No, but more. It wasn't so much a test of the amount. It was a test of how people would react to it.
And how they'd use it.
Yeah. And like, look, I mean, they just created that money out of thin air.
And it went right back to rich people. I don't know why. I don't understand. Not to get on my, not to get a little too worked up here. If you're rich, you want them to do this because we just give you the money back.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
The government gives us money, and then we just
pay them. This is all a scam. The people in power get more.
But at least let me have it for a little bit and get some nice exchange. That's all I'm saying.
Like any other country in the world.
It's like, damn, dude. It's like, what are you worried about? Like, you're worried that the government's going to give me money and then I'm going to give it to you and you get to keep it? Come on, dude. That's great. That's exactly what you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
I get to get food. Come on.
Well,
just pay me in food. Bread. I mean, I'm getting the new Xbox.
And a laptop and an iPad.
PlayStation 5. And
watch and a phone.
Another thing that
big ass dick.
Hair plugs.
hair plugs. Yeah. Did you imagine new stimulus comes out and I just come back with a fucking just my hairline's like the heat.
No,
like
your hairline like, connects to your eyebrows.
It's like 2 inches above my eyebrows. And I'm like, what, dude? Fucking stimmy came in. I got
yeah, check out this new dick I got.
Yeah.
This looks bad, Sam. This
yeah, we can't see your dick. It's covered in hair.
your hairline doesn't even make any sense.
Another thing that many people have pointed out, I would say, including leaders from the Vatican, is that this great reset seems to be the fulfillment of a striking number of prophecies. Like, for example, in 1549, Voltaire wrote, "When conditions are right, a rain will spread across the whole earth to wipe out all Christians, then establish a universal brotherhood without marriage, family, property, law, or God." And Vatican leaders have issued some dire warnings about both the vaccines, which are made from aborted fetuses. That's not true, but that's what people think. But people think these vaccines are actually
better than actual not aborted fetuses. That's not good either.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah.
Just like, well, they were 4 years old.
Well, they believe that these vaccines are actually built to alter human DNA in order to render certain people sterile. So it's essentially the vaccination is part of a massive eugenics program.
Damn, I must have been got long ago. They must have got me.
And that's what the Vatican's saying?
I couldn't impregnate a woman if I tried. Man.
And they got a lot of skin in the game. And they're the Pope is like, there's going to be a shortage of the little kids. And if there's no little kids, then you know that the Pope and his friends get very upset.
No, the Pope.
Where are the little kids going to be?
The Pope got called out this past week. Did you guys see
that? He did, yeah.
Yeah, he liked the Instagram butt.
He liked an Instagram butt.
Yeah, that was amazing.
I will say.
He's like, she got a nice bumper. I like it.
I want to see the face of God.
I want to look at her butt, though. It's okay. Imagine, well, you guys get the matter with it. You get the matter with has sex with a kid, and then I go try to do a little bit different and look at the girl's butthole, and you go, excuse me, Mr. Pope, you cannot look at the butthole. And I say, excuse me, I thought this was my private Instagram. Yeah, so, can you imagine that girl being like, I just got a like from the Pope?
Son of God?
You gotta feel like God. I didn't skip leg days, damn. And I got this.
Boom. Yeah, that's awesome. Dude. Good for her.
Well, listen.
I don't want to make anybody panic, but there's a very good chance this vaccine is making you sterile and there's no kids. And then who are we supposed to grease up at the butt and put a penis in?
Listen,
like, Mr. Pope, gross. We're going to ask you to not say that out loud.
Yeah. This is the weirdest Sunday mass I've been to.
Yeah, he's
in a way,
yeah,
it's just like,
looking around like, is he losing money?
Yeah, what the fuck is this?
In a strange way, it's like the most healthy thing that a Pope can do. You know, it's like, thank God.
Oh, yeah, look at
like
the
healthy Brazilian butt. You're like, good, sweet. All right.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not allowed to have sex. Of course, he's got to look at something. He's been edging all day long in the fucking
snake chapel. That's better that than he's liking the local chapters of different Boy Scouts of America.
Right. Yeah, really.
Yeah,
he's like dressed up like the kid from Up.
So they wrote, these were cardinals who wrote this. They said, under the pretext of a virus, an odious technological tyranny is being established in which nameless and faceless people can decide the fate of the world. And they are very skeptical of vaccines, which, by the way, is terrible if you want to get rid of this thing. And vaccines aren't going to work, but not for the reasons that people believe. But people do think that
therapeutics are
just trying to pump that stock.
Relief
therapeutics. We're going to pump and we're going to dump this bitch. I'm just waiting for the dump.
They say that it's going to render people sterile, which is the core of Alex Jones' take entire great reset
champion.
My dick doesn't work. And there is a
goddamn globalists want to make it so that your dick doesn't work. My dick doesn't work, but that's because I take too much of my iron pills in case the sky
how full
falling.
It is.
Well, if you ever want to laugh for a bit, I don't know that I've ever really listened to Alex Jones, but I watch this video for the first 5 minutes. And he goes to the location of the Georgia Stones. You know, guys, we talked about the Georgia Stones.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know, the Georgia Stones are this set of monolithic stones with writings carved into them that were built in 1980. And they kind of mysterious in many ways, and we'll talk about that. But Alex Jones, like, he goes there. It's such a bad video. He's like, let's start at the shadows on the ground. Plato. Plato started the eugenics movement. And it's like, he just makes shit up.
Yeah, he's just improvising, man.
He's just improv.
He's awesome.
He's the Wayne Brady of conspiracies.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, it's hilarious.
He's the best broadcaster known to man. That dude, you talk about X for 4 hours straight. He's like, how about seven? You're like, okay, dude.
Yeah.
He's like, and trust me, this is going to be the Jews' fault.
Just let you know the ending.
But
he backs you into it too. You're like, dude, I believe it. And he's like, it's the Jews. And you're like, ah, you're probably right the way you pose it. Damn it.
Well, he goes and he says that what the message on the Georgia Stones was built by the same people, Ted Turner and his understudy Bill Gates, who are, and he calls it the birthplace of the depopulation movement. And he says that's what the Great Reset's all about. And I will say in his defense that the first message of the Georgia Stones, and again, it's written in like every language, but the first one is maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature.
What are we at now? 2 billion?
No, 7.5.
7.5 billion?
Yeah.
Man, so we got too many people here. We should cut it down.
We're going to have to make some drastic cuts.
Guide reproduction.
I think slips that day.
Yeah, it's 80%. We got to reduce the world population.
You guys are fired.
So people
Thanos
believe,
can't even do it that much.
People believe
I don't
that.
Know, but do you think you'd make it in that percentage?
No, absolutely
no,
not.
No. The people that are going to make it, it's already been chosen. It's big industry, big finance, and big fame.
Yeah, but there's not 500 million of those people.
There's probably a lot of low-level, like, commercial people that do, like, Pfizer.
They're bringing YouTube guys?
Mr. Beast?
Come on!
Paul Ryan's here? I love Paul Ryan. Mr. Beast?
The group of 20.
Mr. Beast. Hi, I'm Mr. Beast, and we're sacrificing 10 of my friends to the Beast.
Also known as God.
You think you're going to make that cut?
That's no.
Top 20%.
I hope so.
No, none of us are. We're all out.
It's questionable if it was top 25.
But again, what they're doing is
cock hair, though.
Through the vaccination, through the contact tracing, they're essentially creating a DNA network where they're going to keep the top 20% to provide the right genetic balance, the biodiversity that we need to sustain the human race, people that are most well-suited towards space travel. They're going to make
really
hear
me
really
out. You need me. You need me in that mix. You can't have it all just be like, it's like when you're, it's like,
people.
It's too sweet. It's too sugary. You need a little bit of, umami in there. And that's where I come in. That's what I do. I'm like a Worcestershire sauce. You taste it on your own. You go, ooh, no good.
You know what this world needs, world? Neurosis.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, listen, no one's drinking like fish sauce by itself.
That's true.
You put that in your chili and you go, Mamma Mia Pizzeria. Good thing we brought this guy to the space dome.
Absolutely.
You can't just have it all be top shelf. You need the secret sauce. And that's where I come in.
Yeah, you're the wild card.
I'm the fish sauce. I'm the Worcestershire sauce. I'm a Parmesan rind.
The first Martian colony, and people are just trying to squeak a survival out of this doomed desert planet. Sam's running around.
I'm here offering absolutely no utility to anything whatsoever. In fact, just wasting resources.
Yeah.
I ordered the new all the Apple products from Earth. It'll be here in about 4 months.
Be here. Is there room on the shuttle for a new MacBook? Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, what the fuck?
All right. God. So that's a no. Or is it a maybe?
You think the Tesla car is nice. Wait till you see that Tesla, like, space rover that you're going
to
be driving.
Wait until Tesla mech suit, dude. I'm about to be like, brr, brr.
Oh, hey.
Make some noise if it's your birthday.
Before I forget, this is totally off the subject. You just reminded me of it. Remember we did that thing about the flying guy that was seen around LAX?
Man.
And we talked about there was a a video of a guy flying through planes with like a jetpack, and he was that dude died. He died. Yeah,
I saw that.
He died. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how he died. That sucks. Wait, he was one of the Fly Dubai guys.
And Fly Dubai. Yeah. One of those guys that was like, yeah.
He was the one that the planes were seeing.
No, this guy showed a video of him flying on planes on a jetpack.
But he's got the wing. He's got the wings.
Wingsuit. Yeah.
He's not like the hand jet.
In an accident.
Yeah.
"Quote unquote accident." Like, hey, we know
he knew too much.
He's probably fighting a UFO.
Yeah. So,
UFOs are like, what is this fucking nonsense?
Last thing. And watch. I'll post it on our subreddit. Watch that Alex Jones video. It's, and I will say, what's written on the Georgia Stones does sound a lot like what the World Economic Forum balance personal rights with social duties, prize truth, beauty, love, seek harmony with the infinite, protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts, and all this kind of stuff. It sounds really good, but also you're like, how are you going to do that? And many people have said what's written on the Georgia Stones is really about ushering in the age of Lucifer. Like, this is the coming of the devil. Hmm. And their proof of this is none other than President-elect Joe Biden.
Oh,
yep. Joe Biden
is the devil.
Joe Biden knows it. The evidence for this is two things that are very important. One is Biden has a slogan called Build Back Better.
Yep.
Yes.
And
that's the devil's slogan.
That's the devil's slogan. And it's all over the World Economic Forum.
Why is it a devil's slogan?
Well, because if you abbreviate it BBB, it looks like 666. BBB looks like 666. But also,
one's flipped.
Calling that a reach here.
But let's ask you this. Joe Biden, you could text ready to a phone number, Biden Harris campaign 30330, which ironically, or maybe purposefully, if you take the year 2020 and divide it by 666, you get 30330.
Yeah, but I also voted on American Idol with 30330. So yeah, is it all
also
same reset?
Who are these a beautiful mind, like dudes are like,
I know, right? No, I think
30330. Do you realize if you divide that by 2020, that's actually the mark of the beast? It's like, whose job is
it? It's just some guy sitting
also
in his basement.
It also just seems like it's easier to get a number to become 666 than you'd think,
right?
Yeah, I think that's probably.
And what if it was like 2021? He's like, oh, 2021, watch out. And it's like,
-1.
What if we made a website where we made a tool that you put a number in and we get it to 666 and then we explain to you how? Oh, yeah. And it's just like a general tool that we give out to conspiracy theorists.
I think it's perfect. I think we need to make this. And it'd be like 14 divided by 365 times 24 divided by the square root of 64 equals 666.
And then it gives you all the numbers. And then also we can then use those numbers to give you random things that that number might represent.
We can
then plug
this
in, and then you can just kind of build your own. I mean, I can't. I'm an idiot.
This is our money maker.
I could explain it to somebody who knows math, and they could build. And then it would like plug in like 64. There's 64 Templars, or it'll be there 64 bits in a byte, and it'll like have all the different things. And you're like, oh, it automatically will just build you your fucking theory.
This is genius level. We got to make this.
I'm a fucking genius, dude.
This is like when I bought McFib.com.
Sharks, I like to tell you about my new website. It's a 666 generator where you give us a number and we'll give you the math to get it to 666 and some suggestions of the story that can go behind the math.
Yep, I love it.
Like, what exactly is the product you're selling? Chaos.
That should be our new Patreon level, is just made up conspiracies that we made with our generator.
Do you think anybody knows that? Do you think any of our listeners would know how to make that?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Sure. Contact us.
Yeah, let us know.
We want to make
a conspiracy. Wait, what is this? It's a generator, but it's like a chaos generator.
You put the number in. And we'll get to 666. Tell you the math that we did, and then even the next level of it would be that
tweet it out.
It would give context to the number. So it's like if 14 was in there, it'd be like, there's a
Fortnite.
Right, yeah. Right, exactly. So
there's
like
12 dimensions or six saints that did this.
Oh, yeah, we could do
right. So it would give you like options, and that way you could kind of like build it out and be like, all right, well, this is why my boss giving me my check $100.26 was
about all this is that
about the beast.
Yeah.
Is that when I was reading stuff about this and someone was talking about the 666 thing being the mark of the beast, which comes from Revelations. And somebody was like, yeah, Revelations was written in 96 AD. The Arabic numerals 666 were not invented until 680 AD. So I'm pretty sure that Revelations had nothing to do.
Wow.
And it was like, damn.
I got a funny idea that we might be worth doing. It might be, it's a little risky here.
Okay.
What if we could get QAnon all riled up about Mr. Beast being some sort of like indoctrination thing for children into Satan?
Oh, boom.
Boom. There it is.
I think that wouldn't be that hard to do. I think it would be very funny. And I think we have enough listeners where we could maybe grassroots spread that out enough and just let the internet take it from there.
And then when they find out, they'll kill us. They'll send us death threats and stand outside with fake bazookas.
He's going to make me stand.
My son will never talk to me again. Yeah. Like, you can't.
Dude, how funny though.
I attached electrodes to Sam's nipples, Abu Ghraib style. We're going to see how long he can stand in this tub full of jelly.
If we could get QAnon to get on Mr. Beast because they're conditioning people to the mark of the beast, children.
I mean, it fits right in with this. They're getting people into this idea of getting free stuff, right?
Dude, I think we should do this. I think this would be hilarious. I might spend some time like building... Because, you know, let's pose this to the listeners. We're almost at 100 episodes, and we haven't created our own conspiracy yet.
Oh, yeah.
Could this be the 100th episode bonanza where we create and start our own conspiracy where Mr. Beast, the number one YouTuber, is actually the son of Satan, and that he is trying to... condition people to the idea of the beast and pledging allegiance to the beast and doing whatever challenges he asks of you.
I love it.
I'm like, I would do this, and I know that this is very toxic behavior of me. But
I might make art again for this.
I find it like very hilarious. And I do think it has a pretty good shot of catching on. I would love to do this and cause this, and then it totally gets away from me and really causes.
Yeah, and then you get sued by libel and your one stock you sell.
I mean, it's not a lie. It's not. I'm not. It's a theory.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's true. It's a hypothesis.
You can't prove.
Steve Bannon could do this in an hour.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. We could figure this out. We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Yeah, we could definitely build some conspiracy.
We have enough knowledge to figure out how to reverse engineer this to get.
We do absolutely.
Yeah.
Listeners, if you think this is a good idea, go check out. If you don't know who Mr. Beast is, look him up a little bit. I'm not a huge fan, but we would
one of the largest YouTube channels in the world.
And let us know if you think we could potentially ruin his business.
Well, look,
how about the Great Reset your YouTube channel, you dumb bitch? All right, well, sorry.
Look, let's do final.
I had to get this
here,
idea
man.
Out though.
Yeah. Here's my final thought. Yeah, well, okay. Hour and.
We're there.
Minutes.
Wow.
Here's my final thoughts. I'm skeptical of this Great Reset because I don't think that equitable outcomes are possible. I think that we should focus on equitable opportunities. I think sometimes they're just saying things that sound like what people want to hear, and they don't have a lot of detail. And I'm not apt to cede power to something that's not. Doesn't seem to me to be well explained. Now, the principles of sustainability, environmentalism, controlling climate change, that all is important to me, but not by any means necessary. That's my final thought.
I mean, this is a Thanos thing, right? I mean, this is totally what he wanted to do. He's like, there's too many people. It's a bunch of idiots. I want people to have less suffering. I want people to be happy.
Yes.
I want there to be space. You could have made more planets, but no, just kill them. And I think
that's pretty funny. He snaps his fingers, and someone was like, "Wait, couldn't you double the size of the universe instead of?"
Yeah, you dummy.
And he was like, "Oh, damn.
Yep.
Well, couldn't you go back and undo the snap and then double the size of the universe?" Like, yeah, but now it's getting like convoluted. We're already on this path.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that like it seems like good.
You could have tripled the size of the universe, and it would have been comfortable.
It would have been great.
Then everybody would have been spaced out comfortably.
Everybody would have two Teslas.
Think of the headroom.
Yeah, just think of it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think it's all. I think the core of it is good. Yeah, we just want less suffering, but not at the expense of death.
Yeah, what if you made everybody half the size? Like,
Honey, I Shrunk the Marvel characters.
Yeah. That's a pretty good sketch. It's just like all these people pitching stuff to Thanos that he could. It's just like so late.
I love it.
But like just people just pitching Thanos things he could have done.
Now, I think I'm gonna stick with the killing everybody.
What if you made everybody half the size? And he's like, I guess that could have worked.
What if you just rewired their brains to be happy no matter what their situation was? Well, I guess I could have done that.
Yeah. Oh, man. This is, you know, you guys are, where were you guys 2 minutes ago when I deleted half the.
This is why you don't surround yourself by a bunch of like alien yes men. You got to have some tough critics, a Loki.
Should I get rid of half of everybody in the universe? And he's like, am I one of those people? He's like, no, you would say that. And then I think it's a great idea.
Great idea. Good idea, boss.
All right, final thought.
Me, I think it's strange when rich people who are mega rich start doing stuff that they claim to be in my best interest.
Agree.
Because I have I got a really simple idea. Why don't you just give me a little bit of that cash? Yeah, there you go. So like all these convoluted plans. They're like, I got like listen, I'm as a titan of industry who's worth $136 billion, I know that the best thing to do is to create a new system. I'm like, let me stop you there, buddy. Why don't you just cut me off a nice check? And I think if you cut us all a nice little check-a-rooski, we might be able to figure out a system that works. They're like, well, yeah, but then I'd have less money. And they're like,
Exactly.
But you would help. Then don't you want to help? You're like, ooh, not like that.
But also, you make money.
Yeah, but I mean, we're just going to give it back to you. I'm going to spend it on shit from your dumb website. I'm always kind of dubious when rich people are being like, this is for, I'm trying to help you. And I'm like, are you? I do think that there is imminent disaster in the way that I don't think capitalism works. Clearly the way it's implemented now. I mean, maybe like in theory or whatever, but like the way capitalism is implemented in
that's what I think is disingenuous society. Is that we're not like to say that we need fairer outcomes is to say to suggest that like you're always choosing winners or losers. Like people who say we should let the market decide, like we don't let the market decide shit anymore. Like like we prop up markets that should collapse, but we do it because we don't want to upset the Pennsylvania coal miners, which, sorry, get the fuck out of coal.
Paying for our Patreon. Thank you very much.
Should we be asking the people that have most successfully exploited this system of capitalism to design the next system?
Probably not.
That seems like a bad idea because it seems like they would just here were the parts that we found a little bit hard to exploit. So what if we get rid of those? So I feel like you should ask people like, I mean, obviously the conundrum is like no one's going to listen to a regular person, but I think that a mega rich person designing a system that would be for a regular person doesn't make sense. They're not even like, we're not even like the same species anymore. Like they don't even understand and live the same lives that
they're reptilians.
Exactly. They're like fucking, they're not, they don't like Bill Gates. Better, we don't have to get into how much people hate him, but I do agree with the notion that he probably has no idea what a regular person is like in the slightest.
Yeah, probably not.
So I don't think he needs to be weighing in on like what systems we should be putting in place to, you know,
yeah,
make life regular, make life better for me. Unless that system is where he takes out his big ass checkbook and starts writing a nice fatty for me. That's the plan I like. What about that?
Yeah. And I'll give you money back for that vaccine and chip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also will say that
ooh, it slices.
if anybody who's listening thinks that equal outcomes, equitable outcomes is a viable solution, bring it up on our subreddit and let's talk it out. Cause I think it's a terrible idea. I think I don't think we have equal opportunity. I'm wholeheartedly for removing all the systemic barriers to opportunity in this country. But the idea that we should all get the same outcome. I mean,
I don't think anybody should have equal opportunity or equal outcomes. I think I should get the best opportunities and outcomes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I'm campaigning to be part of the global elite.
Yes.
Hi, my name's Sam Zani, and I'm auditioning to be part of the global shadow government. Anyway, here's my first character. Hello, it's me, Tom Phillips. That's our show, everybody.
That is. That was it. Yep.
Well, listen, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. In the meantime, this has been Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
I'm Sam Zani.
Peace.
Peace.